Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second, the right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting third, the center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth, the DH, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Chuck Baker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the DH, Roy Howell. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Don Money. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Ward steals second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ward scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goodwin moves to second. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Engel reaches second base with a double. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Engel moves to third. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Jackson moves to second. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Jackson moves to third. Goodwin moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Ricky Keaton now pitching. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon is walked intentionally. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for Chuck Baker. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. Goodwin moves to third. Mackinnon moves to second. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodwin scores. Mackinnon scores. Wilfong moves to third. It's 7-1, Twins. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pete Mackanin now playing shortstop. Rob Wilfong now playing second base. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Engel. Howell reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Howell scores. It's 7-2, Twins. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 7-3, Twins. Doug Corbett now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive towards first. Goodwin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano strikes out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodwin for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mäkinen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mäkinen hits a fly ball into left field. Oglavie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbett fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Corbett. Gantner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Molitor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Twins. Jerry Koosman now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor moves to third. Howell moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Howell moves to third. One out. It's 7-5, Twins. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oglavie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell scores. It's 7-6, Twins. Thad Bosley pinch runs for Ben Oglavie. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mäkinen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Keaton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero pinch runs for Don Money. Sal Bando pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.